Governor Neil Abercrombie is a fan of the now unused customs building at Kona Airport.
It's terrific. It's efficient. I guess there was something about whether or not it met adequate standards. That structure is perfectly capable of handling international customs requirements. All the carriers universally agreed that the structure we have here at Kona is more than adequate for international travelers.
More than 1.4 million visitors came to Hawaii Island by air in 2013. 27% of them came from overseas. Ross Birch of the Hawaii Island Visitors Bureau says for now, international arrivals must go through Honolulu as their first stop.
The international market is the huge increasing market. Hawaii Island can drive more business to the state if we have customs.
The state has been unsuccessful in getting a federal exemption to use the vinyl fabric facility, but there's lots of work going on behind the scenes. The Hawaii Island Chamber of Commerce, the Kona Kohala Chamber of Commerce, Kohala Coast Resort Association, and the Big Island Visitors Bureau actively support the need. Hawaii's four congressional delegates are supportive. Mayor Billy Kanoi talked recently with Homeland Security Director Jay Johnson to ask for help, and Governor Abercrombie plans to do the same.
The National Governors Conference is coming up. I intend to raise this issue in detail, and that becomes an attractive feature to try to induce the airlines to start those international trips to the Big Island again.
From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.